Hello and welcome to another episode of the Saskatoon Fringe 2016 podcast. I'm your host, Ezekiel McAdams. It is day five of the Fringe, people. It is Monday, August 1st. Holy crap. Holy fire roasted trouts, guys. So today I saw some shows. I saw Shadows in Bloom that features Gemma Wilcox all the way from London, UK. I saw Magic Unicorn Island with Jace McDonald, and he hails from Ottawa, Ontario. And finally, I saw Bushel and Peck, and it was really, really weird. It was so weird that I don't have any words, and I have a review that I need to write, and I don't know what I'm going to say. So let's start with Shadows in Bloom. This was the kind of like tour de force of Gemma Wilcox. She played 22 characters, guys. Like, I mean, if there's a word for quadruple threat, it should be her, because she was amazing. Just the story and the narrative were a little weak, but her performance, her way to alternate seamlessly between different genders, with her body language, with her cadence, with her vocal affectations. And again, she's British and she's doing multiple different accents, because there's very different accents all the way in England. So it was really, really neat, and she did a really fantastic job. And if you like very strong one-woman shows, performance shows, I would check out Shadows in Bloom. So that was that. I finally got to see Magic Unicorn Island with Jace McDonald. If you guys remember, I'm a big fan of him. I saw him a couple years ago, I think 2011, he was in Giant Invisible Robot, which is one of the best plays I've ever seen at the Fringe. And then the year after that, I believe he was in The Purdy Boys, which was a spoof of The Hardy Boys. And I was gonna see Magic Unicorn Island on Saturday, and I went home because I'm poor, and I tried to make supper for myself because I thought, wow, I've got like 40 minutes, I can make it. I can't. And I was 10 minutes short. And I missed it, and I felt really bad. And then yesterday, I got sick, which is why there was no podcast, because I ate some bad food at the Fringe. Very quickly, shout out to our wonderful food vendors. You guys are great, and I'm sure that it was not done on purpose, but something that I ate at the festival did not agree with my stomach. So I stayed in bed all day and did not get any reviewing done, because I'm not a robot. I wish I was a giant invisible robot. That would be really cool. But anyways, back to the topic at hand, Magic Unicorn Island. It was everything I expect from Jace McDonald. Very strong performances, surrealism, absurdism. It kind of is really weird at the beginning, but by the end of it, it all ties together very well. It was interesting. And what was really neat about this is, again, I've only seen two shows of this guy. But this one had like this part in the middle, about 10 minutes, that was really dark and like really dramatic, and I did not expect it, and it made me feel really uncomfortable, which means it did its job, because I was kind of just at the back of my seat cringing, not sure what to think, not sure what to do. So mission accomplished, Jace McDonald. It was really good. It was good. I kind of almost want to see it again, because I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm sick, but today was a weird Fringe day, because I had Shadows in Bloom, I had Magic Unicorn Island, and then I had Bushel and Peck. And let's go to Bushel and Peck. So they've been advertising themselves as minions, and the only kind of context I have for them was the 2-minute preview/pitch at Fringe Preview Night from a couple days ago. And it was them kind of over a lamp making really silly voices with their shirts over their heads. And they've been advertised as Minions-esque. And I don't know, I liked the Minions in Despicable Me. I don't know if I need to see a whole movie about them. And so when I heard that it was very Minions-y, I was like, I don't know, guys, I don't know. And you know what? It's mixed. There were some parts of Bushel and Peck that were absolutely David Lynchian and sort of teetering on brilliance. But then there were other parts with the voices, and it's so weird because I like weird fringe stuff. Like, I love it. It's my jam. Stuff like Falling Awake. What else was weird? I'm trying to think. Falling Awake was really weird. It'll come to me. Anyways, Cause and Effect. That was another one that was very kind of fringy. And Bushel and Peck was also in that league. But I don't know if I liked it. And I feel bad because I want to like it. But I don't know. It was really weird. And I kind of want to see it again, but I'm kind of scared because there were parts that I really liked. And I don't want to see it again because what if I don't like it even more? And I think the people are really talented. Like I said, there were parts of this play that were just so good. The physical comedy that both actors did was genius. There's this bit with a board, like, spoiler alert, she's carrying a board, and I don't know if it's an actual board or a prop board, but the way she was able to handle it physically was no short of genius. It was just amazing to see. They did stuff with props that was just really cool. That stuff I loved. The weird voices with the shirts over their heads, not so much. So that's Bushnell and Peck. I had, shout out to the food vendors, I had some mini donuts today and they were wonderful. I ate at the Pink Cadillac. And the Pink Cadillac is kind of like, if you guys know the Broadway Cafe in Saskatoon, Pink Cadillac's kind of a version of that, but it's not on Broadway, and it's called the Pink Cadillac. So I had some food of theirs. I had a burger. It was really good. And then when I went home, even though I'm supposed to be vegetarian, I cheated, and I went to Schreier's Pulled Pork BBQ, because they're awesome, and I didn't know what to think about Bushel and Peck, and it was either like, well, I need a beer, or I need some pulled pork. It was one or the other, and I really didn't want to have a beer, so I kind of sucked up my vegetarianism ways for 5 minutes and ate a pulled pork sandwich as I tried to play Pokemon Go on my new Android phone as I walked home, and failed at both, I might add. I failed at eating the sandwich, and I failed at playing Pokemon Go. Both have nothing to do with the Fringe Festival. So this will probably be the shortest podcast. I'm not feeling that great today, so I'm going to end it on this. I have to say, I kind of got my wish. You know, previous podcasts of saying, man, I hope there's like one play that I don't really like. Well, I think I kind of got that with Bushel and Peck. I have to say, out of the 4 days that I've fringed, this was my least favorite day. But you know what? I'm excited because I still have 18 more shows to go out of the 33 shows of the Saskatoon Fringe. And you know what? Tomorrow is another day. So let's see what tomorrow brings, you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.